104.5 The Zone. It is 7:03. Welcome at hour number two of the Wake Up Zone. Alongside Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop, our producer, Morgan Alexander, I'm Kevin Ingram. We're going to visit with Sean Evans here in just a moment. We say welcome as well to David Beauclair from the Nashville Post, presented by the Tennessee Lottery. Proud to have raised more than $4.7 billion for education. David, what's happening this morning?
Not a lot. Need to extend my congratulations to David Poile on his formal enshrinement last night. I couldn't help but think back when I first got the job in Murfreesboro in 1998. One of the very first days. Do we need to get to Rashawn? Okay. Well, one of the very first days on the job, Predators had a luncheon press conference sort of thing, and I didn't bone up enough on who was who before I went down there. And so I went, sat down at a table, grabbed a sandwich, sat down at a table, and somebody comes over and sits down with me and introduces himself, and it's David Poile. And, you know, had I been prepared properly, I would have known, oh, God, I got the GM, and I would have started hammering him with questions. And I honestly didn't know who he was at the time, but 20 years since, I've had a lot of useful and meaningful conversations both professionally and personally with the man, and well-deserved honor for him.
We'll revisit that here in just a bit. That's good stuff. Yeah. We'll have David with us throughout the hour. We welcome in Rashawn Evans, Titans linebacker, as they get ready to play the Giants on Sunday. Noon kickoff right here on the Zone. Pregame starts at 10 o'clock. Rashawn, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, man. How y'all doing?
Well, we're great. Does this stretch of games almost feel sort of like, you know, a college season in a sense, in that the team is in a spot where you have to win every game to have a chance to get into the playoffs?
Oh no! I think that's the feeling that I'm starting to really get now. You know, with the college season, one win is really detrimental to your whole season. Basically, it's over. So that's kind of how I feel right now. Just with us, I think, you know, the number one thing for us is that we just keep everything in the moment. You know, stay where our feet are, and I think everything else will handle itself.
I saw a quote from you talking about trying to tackle Derrick Henry and dealing with the stiff arm. Did you watch some of those runs he had against the Jags and say, man, I'm glad I'm not one of those dudes trying to tackle him tonight?
No doubt, man. He's been using that stiff arm since high school, since he's been running the ball. So, I mean, he's naturally have mastered that art of stiff arm. And so, I mean, it's you could just tell the way he was running that against the Jags, how effective it is.
It's been fun to watch your progress this season. When did you start to feel like things were starting to go your way and you sort of felt that comfort level get there?
Well, I actually started feeling that really the Ravens game. I started feeling that the Ravens game. I just started having to have more opportunities to be able to showcase showcase my abilities. And the more and more, time that I got on the field, you know, you were able to see more and more plays being made by me. So, just from that, I think just each and every week I was just for myself, just trying to improve on little things, intricate things that you could just improve on just to make your game that much better. And, you know, that's what I've been trying to do each and every week.
Our guest is Rashawn Evans, the Titans rookie linebacker.
Hey, Rashawn, man, thanks for coming on, man. I have to ask you on preference of eating, and we can compare it to Alabama or, you know, Bama to Nashville, but are you a hot chicken guy or more barbecue guy? And where have you tried out here in Nashville?
Oh, man, that's a hard question because I've been both. I've been a barbecue guy, like, majority of, I would say, my life. But now I've kind of transitioned more to kind of chicken. So it's kind of weird now. But, I think the one of the places I've been to is Hot Chicken. I think that's what it's called. Yeah, it was someplace called like that. But it was pretty good, though. I mean, food is definitely pretty good.
Man, how much do you think, your stop and then the 99-yard run kind of was a gut punch to the Jaguars? And then take us through that play, man, because you've done that the last 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, it reminds me of an old school guy, player where you run through the block, then you dive and make a heck of a play. Take us through what you actually read, saw, and reacted, guys who can't run anymore.
just on the play, man, I'll even be even more specific. I saw, at the beginning of the play, tight end that went in motion and came back. We've seen multiple times on film, leading up to that week or to that game of that tight end coming back, and they always run that power or whatever it is that they run to that side. And I kind of cheated up a little bit. If you saw on film, I kind of cheated up a little bit because I kind of felt it going that way. And shout out to Coach Pease. He gave me a call where I was able to, be more aggressive and be able to, you know, go up in there and do the things that I did. And so I ended up seeing the ball snap, saw the center trying to engage me, and I kind of swiped by him. And as soon as I saw Leonard Fournette, I just quickly, you know, as fast as I could, put a foot in the ground and, you know, dive out to try to, you know, get a hand on him. And that's how it happened.
Man, that was an exceptional play. You did another play like that on a goal line. I forget you. It was a home game, though. Uh-huh. You did another play like that. I'm sure you probably know, or maybe not. But, man, you've been making a lot of plays, man. It seems like now you're kind of hitting that stride and not really hitting that rookie wall. I don't know if some of the guys hit that now or not. I don't know if because you missed early on with the hammy, if that really kind of gave you some more time to kind of get stronger and everything else. So, you know, how has it been different at this point in time compared to college as far as your win and hitting the wall?
I would say, I mean, I kind of think even regardless of the, you know, injury or of anything, man, I'm just so used to playing more games than everybody else. And it's too kind of, I've kind of learned even when I was in college how to, like, you know, not burn yourself out, you know, and, you know, basically continue to be consistent with some of the things that you do as far as working out and, you know, taking care of your body, because, you know, what you do in the beginning of the season, you know, matters at the end, how you feel as well. So, you know, I was truly focused in on making sure that my body was in tip-top shape, regardless of, you know, whether it was, you know, running extra, lifting more, you know, eating different foods. I was definitely bought in. I'm still bought in. So I think that kind of helps me as well, because I'm not as bruised up or banged up or anything as well. And just mentally too, I'm kind of focused in now, because, you know, each game counts, and now I'm just trying to do as much as I can to help my team, you know, get to the point where we can get into the playoffs.
Rashawn, explain to us, you know, how important eye discipline is for somebody at your position, and just the split seconds, you know, you're split seconds faster you're making your reads maybe than you did, you know, in learning the NFL game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does make a really big difference. And in the beginning of my season, I was trying to speed that up with just my eyesight and the things that I was looking at. And, you know, just for me changing that simple little thing, I think that kind of just, you know, made my game that much better. It was all about what I was seeing and less of what I was really doing. And, you know, once I changed that, I felt like I was a step faster than a lot of guys on the field whenever I got on. So that's what you're seeing now, is me just being able to read more things and diagnosing formations a lot faster, because I've been able to have the chance to be able to experience them and be in the game and actually feel the speed of the game and, you know, just be in there. That was the number one thing for me. I have to be in the game and be able to experience the game in order for me to get better. So that's what continued to start happening. And you just saw more and more improvement for me each and every week.
Now you face Saquon Barkley. Yeah. Tough assignment this week. What impresses you about him?
Just his athletic ability. He has a, you know, great burst of speed. You know, he's able, when he gets to that second level, man, he explodes out of it. And, you know, and another thing too is that he's able to make the first guy misses, which is, you know, something that not a lot of backs can do in the league, but he's able to do it. So, you know, just going against a guy like that is always a good challenge, not only for me, but as well as the defense. You always want to go against the best of the best, and, you know, that just only makes you better. And, you know, it's going to be a great game. I'm excited about it, and I'm just getting ready and getting prepared for it.
Did you get to know him at all through the draft process?
I talked to him maybe one time. I think we were sitting at a table or something like that at the beginning of the draft, and we were just talking about him. And, you know, at the time he had his kid, and, you know, he had a lot of stuff going on. So we kind of chopped it up a little bit, but nothing too heavy. But that was probably one of the first times I had met him.
Rashawn, thank you so much for the time this morning. All the best to you guys as you head up to New York this week.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good day. Titans linebacker Rashawn Evans joining us here on the Wake Up Zone. And as we talked about, you've seen his progress as the season's gone along and out there making some plays, including that stop that led to the 99-yard run, set up the run for the Titans.
It's great to see him playing well. And, you know, that's going to be a guy that's going to be here for a while. And you just see it getting better.
When we come back, We'll get rolling with David Beauclair from the Nashville Post. Always enjoy having David with us on Thursday mornings. He's coming up in a moment. If you'd like to join us, 615-737-1045 on Twitter at WUZ1045. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts. You need stuff for your car. You can't get to the O'Reilly store nearest you. Well, what you need to do is go to the website because it's always close by. O'ReillyAuto.com. Take a look. Go to the website. You find that holiday gift guide with sale prices good through December 25th. Castrol GTX is on sale, conventional or high mileage, 5 quarts in the filter for less than $27. Also, pick up some of those O'Reilly gift cards, different denominations, including $10, and slide those to your favorite person. Also, Lucas injector cleaner, only $3.99, savings of $1. Peak antifreeze, $8.99 per gallon after a mail-in rebate. But lots and lots more savings going on at O'Reilly through December 25th, the holiday gift guide available now online. And you can, of course, buy things online. Pick them up in any of the 4,500 O'Reilly Auto Parts stores nationwide. No shipping cost, easy returns, and convenient pickup. They do it on your schedule. Shop for your way for the parts you need at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, locations throughout the mid-state, a short drive from wherever you are. You're going to find better parts and better prices every day.